I'm Bo Wolf, and of course, with the Eagles bringing in veteran offensive lineman Wade Smith yesterday, formerly of the Houston Texans and a bunch of other teams, we figured who better to bring in than the man who knows offensive line play, Houston Texans offensive line play especially, and also this Eagles scheme. And so we bring in Lance Zierlein of thesidelineview.com. And Lance, tell us what we need to know about Wade Smith and how he fits in with this Eagles offense.
Well, I think he's, you know, he would have been a better fit 3 years ago if Chip were actually still, Chip were at Philadelphia and you could dial back Wade from 3 years ago, it would have been a much different scenario. I started to see Wade trail off a couple of years ago, and then last year I didn't think he was the same player. But what you're going to get is a guy who understands zone blocking, not always great on the cut blocking in terms of his aim point. I noticed that kind of started to trail off a little bit. But he's a pro. He knows what he's supposed to do. He gets to the spots, pretty good in movement, and a guy that I think he's really, I think it's worth noting that Dwayne Brown, who's one of the best left tackles in football, kind of a wild child when he came into the league, and he said that Wade Smith single-handedly, you know, turned him into a pro, that Wade is a great locker room guy, but more importantly for the Eagles, I think he can be serviceable right now with their running scheme. They're less reliant over there on, you know, guys getting blocks every single time as opposed to the scheme, which I think is really more conducive to getting the space needed for LeSean McCoy. So I think Wade will function better there than he would, let's say, in Washington.
So at 33 years old, obviously, he is, you know, a bit in decline. He was released by the Seahawks leading up to their roster cutdown. Do you think he's still got the movement necessary for this offense?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's all relative, isn't it? Does he have the movement to be a guy that you're going to bank on for the next 3 to 4 years as a starting guard? Is he Evan Mathis? No, he's not. But I think that, you know, I think he can work and function inside of that offense, and he can be functional. So, yeah, I think the answer is simply he can be functional. Look, if this were a guy who's a starting guard on the NFL, he'd be on a team right now. He's not on a team, so what you see is what you get. But for Chip's offense and the way that they utilize that stretch and then come back with the inside zone stuff, I think Wade's just fine. I think he'll be serviceable there.
Now, while the Eagles aren't expecting Wade Smith to come in and start necessarily, obviously this offensive line is a bit in flux now, and it looks like all indications are that Andrew Gardner is going to be the guy at right tackle this week. Stepped in and played last week, and he's a guy you know from his time in Houston as well. What do you make of Andrew Gardner?
Well, I can tell you that's going to be a problem. I don't think Andrew Gardner, I know he's not a starting right tackle, and nor is he playing that position normally, but for me, Andrew Gardner is a guy who is there's really not a lot of things that you point to and you say, boy, that's a plus area for Andrew Gardner. I think he is someone who has been well coached. He worked with John Benton from the Houston Texans, who's now with the Miami Dolphins, who did a great job, obviously, with the Dolphins last week. So from a technical standpoint, he'll be sound. I just think from a talent standpoint, there's going to be issues. So it's going to be up to Chip and that offense to get rid of the ball quickly and always have an understanding that there's going to need to be some help there on the right side whenever they can.
Have you had a chance to watch the Eagles last week against the Jaguars and how the offensive line performed with all those guys going in at different spots?
No, I wish I could say I have. It's on my list. I've got 3 games left, and that's the last game of the day. So, unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to take a look at the Eagles, but that's something I'm going to do today.
All right, last question, Lance. You did have a chance to check out the Washington Redskins up close and personal against that Texans team. What should the Eagles expect from one of their division foes?
Very tough defensive line. I can tell you this, man. They bring the funk up front. Chris Baker was a very tough Hatcher. Baker, these are guys who are going to give some issues to the interior of the Eagles, and it's important that, you know, you get them on the move. I think a lot of stretch plays, a lot of getting wide and getting these guys tired. RG3 was a mess. Just isn't looking down the field at all. Is having a real difficulty with getting rid of the ball quickly. And the running game looked good.
RG3 is a mess. That's the headline we're going to pull out from that. Lance Zierlein on the Redskins. Lance, tell us how Eagles fans and everybody else can follow all the analysis that you bring to the table.
Yeah, just check out thesidelineview.com. We're going to have great on offensive linemen. We've got 3 guys, including former offensive lineman Greg Cook, who's writing for us this year, and we're going to analyze different players and grade players from week to week. And we've got a lot of great college football information, and we're going to follow the NFL draft as the season rolls along, so we'll be much more in-depth with that.
All right, well, Lance Zierlein from the Sideline View gives us a few moments to talk Texans and Redskins. Thanks so much for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks, guys.